Special treat for you this week with this podcast. At the end of each semester, the faculty at South Mountain Community College get together and we celebrate our successes for the semester. During the celebration, I walked around and talked to faculty and captured some of their successes, and that's what this podcast is about this week.
So I'm Mark Lyerly, Cybersecurity and Network Engineering faculty here at South Mountain Community College. And one of the things we're excited about in the cybersecurity program this semester is that we're bringing online a new product that's called NetLabs that allows students in the cybersecurity, Linux, Microsoft, and networking classes to be able to do labs on real equipment like we have in the classroom, labs that we have in the classroom, but they can do it all remotely. So from any internet connection, they're able to get into remote PCs, routers, switches, other networking equipment, and work on lab activities, which is a great boon for many of our students who don't necessarily have, they're working and they don't have time to come in and out of class hours and work on labs. So we give them the opportunity to do that from anywhere at any time.
And I guess that helps increase the ability to teach hybrid and online with those courses too.
Absolutely. So many of our classes are in that format already, so that certainly helps. And it also opens up possibilities for future classes that we're preparing to offer that will allow us to do that as well.
Nice. So we have something to look forward to at South Mountain.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Allen, faculty librarian at South Mountain Community College. And interestingly enough, our library is both academic library for the college and also a branch of Phoenix Public Library. So we do a lot of great programs and events in coordination with them. And we just had our successful 8th pause for a study break at SMCL. And we were delighted that quite a few of our students came to distress before final exams, and also a lot of our faculty and staff and a few community members. So there were 4 darling therapy dogs who were available in our classroom in the library for students and everybody else to pet and play with and enjoy. And we also had healthy snacks, and we had last minute research help, free printing from the computers, things like that.
So, well, I think this is something that our students always look forward to. It's like kind
yeah,
of a thing
do.
We've gotten
Thank
known
you,
for.
Jeanette. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I say, we do it at the end of every semester, and a lot of folks look forward to it.
So were the healthy snacks for the dogs or for the people?
We also, I hate to say, had a few sweet things, too. Dogs got treats at the end, but healthy snacks for the students to kind of help with their stress level.
Yeah, that's all. That gets everyone through the exam, so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
thank
we
you
hope
very,
so.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you very much for
thank
sharing.
Thank you for asking.
So my name is Christopher Stevens. I am the General IT Coordinator in the Computer Information Systems Program. And I want to tell you about an OER that we're creating. OER stands for Open Educational Resource. And what that means is it has educational supplementary learning and pretty much just like a textbook online that's free for your students. And we're creating one for our most popular class, CIS 105, which is a Survey of Computer Information Systems. So it's an awesome process that we get to work together and collaborate with not just faculty within our own department, but across campus to make sure we're giving our students the skills they need, not just for transferring to ASU, but to be successful in life.
And this is the first semester we've even really looked at that, right, for CIS 105?
It is, to generalize it across the whole campus and make sure we have common assessments with it as well. This is the first time that we're ever doing this. And this is the pilot for it because actually we want to do this not just for everything in our program, but throughout across the school.
And hopefully, if we're lucky, we'll have something we can share with the world, right? We can share with everybody else listening to the podcast.
That's the ultimate plan, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
You too.
My name is Lauren Roberts, and I teach biology here at South Mountain Community College. This is my 4th year teaching here. So I had a lot of really awesome things, I guess, happen this semester. One is that all of my courses used open educational resources.
So all of them?
All of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So my
nice.
Students that did not have to buy a single textbook or lab manual or anything like that.
That's a huge win for our students.
Oh, yeah. My one class, it used to be $180 for
wow.
a textbook and a lab manual, and now it's free and just all available to them.
That's so wonderful.
I had a lot of students that really appreciated that, and I think they really benefited from that.
Oh, yeah.
and kind of along that same line, I bought myself a present. I got myself an iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil, and I did my first video where I took a picture of a sheep brain, and I actually led the students through a dissection on the video to give them something to study from. So nice. It was neat that I could have a picture, and I did voiceover as I was labeling structures to give them that kind of out-of-class study experience.
We'll have to do another podcast where you go through details on that. So,
oh, I would love
so
to.
Our listeners could, yeah.
Yeah, I discovered a lot of great apps and a lot I'm hoping to... try out over the break as well and kind of play around with more.
Yes. We'll have to schedule something in January.
Definitely. and then the last thing I kind of wanted to point out from this semester is I had a table of students, so four students in one of my classes, and they were just really great at kind of motivating each other. And if one of them started to slack off a little bit, they would actually give each other kind of a hard time. And if one of them didn't read the lab instructions, they would kind of, you know, egg him on a little bit. And it was really fun to see that camaraderie show up between them. And I think they all benefited from it because they were kind of coaching each other mm-hmm. through it. And they were a lot of fun to teach as a table. And I think they all did really well this semester. So
was there anything as an instructor, as you're teaching, any little light bulbs go off as far as things that you could do to encourage that among other groups of students? I mean, it sounds like they had like a unique relationship. You know, they kind of built that during the semester, but it's like, any ideas of how we could, because I think we all want that, right?
Yeah.
With every student.
It would be great if every single group did this. And I don't know if it's just the chemistry of those four random people that the first day of class, they sat together at a table.
Right.
Because I've had that other semesters too, where it's just some classes and certain tables. And I wish I could study how that happens and bottle it up and you know, give out, you know, dose it out at the beginning of class each semester.
Yeah.
But I do really encourage whenever a student has a question, especially when they're working in group work mm-hmm. or in lab, I ask them to ask their teammates first to see if one of them can explain it. Because oftentimes, I mean, there's only one of me in a class of 24, so sometimes I can't get to them as quickly. Mm-hmm. But it's also really reinforcing to the student that does know the answer, and they're learning it by teaching it to you, and then you're learning it by hearing it, you know, explained a different way by a different student. So I do really encourage that they work together as a team and try to figure it out together. And of course, I'm happy to help, but they oftentimes can solve it on their own. And I think that's really reinforcing that they don't always need to rely on me as the instructor.
Yeah.
And I think it's really reinforcing if, because, you know, sometimes you can see that, like, the look on a student's face when you can tell that they're struggling mm-hmm. and having another person reinforce that they are correct is kind of I think it gives them that confidence to actually put it down on paper and write out the answer. And there are even times when I'll see a student, I can tell just from their mannerisms that they're struggling, and I'll kind of walk over mm-hmm. and I'll look over their shoulder and see what question they're working on. And oftentimes I tell my students that they're overthinking it, that they probably know the answer, but they're thinking, you know, five steps ahead. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I think you actually know the answer. And then when they get that confidence to kind of guess, I'm like, yeah, that's it. So I think a lot of it's just that confidence of, you know, like, you know this. You just need to, you know that you know this.
Yeah. And that's, I like to do parent share a lot of times in those mm-hmm. situations. Because when you start seeing those blank looks, sometimes it does. It helps them. Okay, mm-hmm. take a break, parent share. And by them just talking through it, or just, mm-hmm. you know, one between the two of them, they can get the pieces and then come up with the idea. So, yeah, those are excellent ideas.
I do kind of almost like an alternate think, pair, share where I'll have, you know, I've got six tables with roughly four students at a table. And I'll say, you know, take 30 seconds or a minute and talk with each other about this. And I'll actually do a loop around the room. And if I overhear them say something that's really good, I'll be like, oh, that's really good. Make sure you mention that.
Right.
You know, or if there's a group that's struggling, I'll kind of give them a little hint. And then when I go back up to the board or whatever, I'll have one, or each group has to give me one thing that they thought
right.
of. But I feel like at that that point, I've already given them that reinforcement of, like, this is correct. Make sure you share this. Like, that's a really good one. So they're much more willing to, you know, to share that.
And you've built up their confidence.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I really like that.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll look forward to hearing from you in January.
Yeah, I would love to talk more.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Those were some excellent ideas. We hope you have something that you can take away and try in the new year. Happy New Year to everybody, and thank you for joining us for our first semester of podcasting. We look forward to another great semester of podcasting in the spring.